with medical care, dollars spent depend on who's getting what treatment, where, and when. Much of this is already controlled by what insurance companies or the government will pay for, also what doctors recommend. Professor Julian Legrand was a keynote speaker at the Madison Campus Forum. The former health advisor to British Prime Minister Tony Blair says it's possible the U.S. could have organizations that weigh the cost and effectiveness in determining what treatment will be given. In Britain's national health system, that government-funded independent agency is called NICE, which stands for National Institute for Clinical Excellence.
I know that rationing is in some sense a dirty word, actually, in most countries of healthcare, but I think the answer is you do have to. I mean, the United States spends a very high proportion of its national income on healthcare, but you would be spending even more if you were to fund, to finance every single form of healthcare that can yield any possible benefit.
Healthcare now accounts for one in every $6 the U.S. spends, much more than any other nation. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.